episode 565, Run Your Race.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. I have missed you. What have you been up to this week? I pray that you're having a beautiful week. And you know what? I hope that you are taking a moment. Stop. Feel your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Oh, it's a joyous day. Your heart is beating. It's a beautiful heart. You have an opportunity to impact today. You are a woman of impact, and it's your day to run your race. Are you running your life looking over your shoulder? Run your race, eyes fixed on the passion and the purpose given to you and only you. Do you know that where you are looking, you will go? If you're constantly worrying about everyone else, there will be no race for you to win. You looking over your shoulder only slows you down. In fact, it can cause you to move backwards. Think about it. Try it right now. Look over your shoulder and begin walking forward. Now, obviously, if you're driving, do not test this right now. We do not want you causing an accident. Where you look, you will go. If you're constantly looking over your shoulder, eventually your body begins to shift in like a half moon, and you begin to slowly to curve. What? And you're going in a different direction than what you ever had planned. Have you caught yourself doing that lately? Maybe you've caught yourself in the comparison trap, sitting there picking out your groceries, looking at things, reading the labels, and then all of a sudden a woman walks by and your eyes shift and they go to her. Total loss of focus on your list, what you were looking at, because you're looking at her for whatever reason. Maybe it was her outfit. Maybe it was the way that she walked by you. Maybe it was the children and how they were acting, but she caught your attention. Run your race. If we would take time to run our own race, we wouldn't have to worry about anybody else. As you sit there as an entrepreneur, whose race are you running? Yours or someone else you follow online? The race is yours to win, but you have to run your race. Hebrews 12:1 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with the perseverance the race marked out for us." Powerful words. Run your race. And in that particular Bible verse there, it says, surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. You're probably scratching your head going, I have no idea what that means. No, but let me help you with the translation, because this translation is really important. Surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. These people here that they're referring to are the heroes, not the spectators, yet the heroes, the inspiring examples. Surrounded, you, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, who do you surround yourself with? If you're worried about everybody else and what they're doing, you're not surrounding yourself with the witnesses that you need. Run your race. You are here with an amazing community, Women of Impact. If you haven't already joined, you need to come into our Facebook community. That's where you can be a part of the cloud of witnesses. These women are living their passion and their purpose and their presence one day, one step at a time. But they're not looking over their shoulder. They're not worried about, oh my gosh, what if? Yes, they have those moments, but you know what? They come back and they turn themselves around. They come and knock on one of our doors and say, I need help here. I'm struggling. That's what it means to be surrounded by clouds of witnesses, to lift you up. Run your race, the race God has given you. God has given you the fire that burns deep within, igniting the passion, creating your purpose, and asking you for presence. Run your race. Don't worry about what's to come. Don't dredge up old mistakes. Let the past be the past. Remember the word forgiveness? It's time you use it now if you're still stuck in the past, because you'll never get to the future if you're still looking backwards. And you'll miss the present. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Run your race, eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Lean on him so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. It was a paraphrase taken out of Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3. Run your race. I know how easy it is to allow ourselves to get bogged down, literally drowning in our own stuff. I have so much stuff going on right now. Between the electronic stuff and my updates that don't want to update right, and it takes like 3 or 4 times to update the computer, I can't do certain things that I want to do. From trying to move my daughter to get ready for a trip. On top of that, my husband's traveling in 2 different areas too. I have the kids home for the summer. We are beyond the word busy. We're jam-packed. Our schedule, there's no room sometimes to breathe. I was on my knees cleaning the apartment, literally on my knees, scrubbing by hand the floor. You remember? That's how our moms used to do it. Well, that's how I do it, because that's the only way to really clean a floor. And while I was on my knees, it reminded me that it takes one step at a time. It's real easy to sit there and look at a mom who you think who's got it easy and knows everything and has got it all figured out, but she doesn't. She's taking one step at a time. Don't sit there and allow yourself to be judged by how you judge others. Release yourself of the comparison trap. Run your race. Let us run. Let us run with perseverance, the race marked out for us, the race that God has marked for you and only you. Stop holding on to what everybody else promises out there, because only God carries those promises for you. So when I was on my knees at that apartment scrubbing that floor, he reminded me, as my feet were turning different colors because of the lack of circulation, because I'd been down on the floor for so long, but it looks really clean, by the way. He reminded me how great he is, that I'm greater with him. It's all because of him, because he is in my world. He's of our world. Run your race today. Create impact today. Go with your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author, the perfecter of your life. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Go run your race. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.